The Toxic Free Kids and Families Act, as it's known, once again tops this year's hot list from the Environmental Priorities Coalition. They say chlorinated Tris that's in foam padding is leaking out of all kinds of products and showing up in household dust. State Senator Sharon Nelson, a Democrat from Maury Island, is a prime sponsor.
Our baby strollers, our car seats are laden with a chemical that we know is a carcinogen. We know it is a hormone disruptor. And now we know that it's also in our sofas and our upholstered chairs in our homes.
She was testifying before the House Environment Committee. Representatives of the State Departments of Health and Ecology also testified in favor of the ban, as did associations of firefighters, nurses, and faith communities. All say there are safer alternatives. Three statewide business groups and the American Chemistry Council testified against it, saying the issue should be handled on the federal level. Mark Johnson is with the Washington Retail Association. He says he represents many companies that have operations in all 50 states.
And to have a patchwork approach across the country is very difficult for them to comply with.
The bill goes before the Senate Environment Committee in Olympia next week. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.